I just want to welcome our dear brother, Pastor Emmanuel Fiagbaci.
Hallelujah. Love you, sir. Thank you. Yes, sir. Put a hand together for Jesus, somebody. Amen. God is good. Oh, come on, talk to me. God is good. And all the time, put a hand together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Want to appreciate Bishop Eric Jones, the senior pastor. I thought you're putting a hand together for his life. Do it. The senior pastor of Evident Life Church and the beautiful wife and the wonderful children really want to appreciate you. Amen. You are great people. God has chosen you for such a time as this. And the geographical location God has placed you, it's not by mistake. He has a reason why the church is located in this center. You are a visionary, a man of vision, a man of purpose and dreaming, a dreamer. I love you and God bless you. The Lord strengthen you. I also want to appreciate the deacons or the elders of the church who are there working with him as a team. You are running the vision. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Your generation will not lack. Your generation will not lack. May your children be like an olive tree at your table. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Go with me to the Bible. Greetings from my wife, Mercy, and all my children, and with the King's Voice Ministries back in Ghana. Praise the Lord. The book of John. Whenever we open the book of John, I know some are ready to join the church. Hallelujah. That's a joke I always crack. Some are there to join the church. And the Bible says God add to the church. And it's still adding and increasing and multiplying. I pray that before the end of this year, the church will explode into over 500. Can I hear amen from somebody? Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. John chapter 5. John chapter 5, reading from verse number 1 to 8. Let's hear the word of God. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having a 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. Verse 4. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there, he knew that he already had been there in that condition a long time. He said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me. Jesus said, rise, take up your bed and walk. And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And that day was the Sabbath. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful. Jesus will save. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying. Jesus is merciful. Jesus will save. My faith is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solely rock I stand. All on the ground is sinking sand. All on the ground is sinking sand. All on the ground is sinking sand. Father, I bless your name. I give you glory and praise for thy faithfulness. Here we have come tonight. Speak your word to us. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that somehow by your grace, let your word proceed out of my mouth. Let that word, oh God, that is alive, bring life to somebody. I destroy every agenda of the devil tonight. And I stand in the power of the Holy Ghost. And I break every chain. Lord, you said we would decree a thing and it shall be established. Let your kingdom come tonight and let our will be done. In the name of Jesus. I pray for the Spirit of God to minister your word. Come, Holy Spirit, and let your name be glorified. I electrify the atmosphere with the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Somebody shout a big amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Tonight, I want to share a word with you. And I title it, Your Encounter with Jesus. Which will bring effect or will affect your situation in life. Your encounter with Jesus will affect your life and every situation around you. Tell someone, your encounter with Jesus. No, come on, I can't hear you, sister or brother. Turn to your neighbor and say, your encounter with Jesus can affect your situation in life, in the name of Jesus. Come on, say that again. Your encounter with Jesus. Oh, come on, talk to me. Your encounter with Jesus can affect your life and every situation around you. Hallelujah. Now, when we say encounter, the word encounter means to come face to face with someone. Hello. It also means to come upon or experience, especially something, to experience an unexpected something. Something you never expected. Come on you. An encounter. Hallelujah. It also means a meeting, especially one that is unplanned
or unexpected. Suddenly, you are not expecting that to come your way, but suddenly it came from. Your encounter with Jesus will bring a change in your life as never before. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I say hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. When I say hallelujah, respond to me. I'm encouraged. I say hallelujah. There were men in the Bible that had divine encounter with God, and their life had never remained the same. Abraham had an encounter with God, and ever since then, his life had never remained the same. It affected him, affected his wife, affected his children, affected his great-grandchildren, all the way up to today. I am declaring to you, your encounter with God will change your life dramatically. Hallelujah. And I believe tonight, somebody is going to have a divine encounter with God. Can I hear me from you, somebody? Amen. Your encounter with God will bring a change, radical change in your life. Say with me, my encounter with God from tonight will bring a radical change in my life, in my life, in my marriage, in my business, in my finances, in whatever I have called to do, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Your encounter with God will make you a different person. Your encounter with God. Listen to me, child of God. I'm talking about you encountering God. Having another encounter with God. Jacob had an encounter with an angel in the night. And from that day, something happened in his life. There was a change. Yokes were broken. Peter, in the prison, Acts chapter 12. He was locked up in prison. And the next day he will be killed. The church prayed. A praying church is a prevailing church. Amen. A praying church is a winning church. Amen. That's why when it's time for prayer, you don't sit at home and watch it happen. When it's time for prayer, you don't need to sit at home and watch TV or read newspaper. You got to come to church and pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the church that pray, the people that pray, breakthrough. Oh, the amen is not becoming strong any longer. Hello? Hello? I said the church that pray, breakthrough. The church that prays, walk in fire. The church that pray is a powerful church that the devil fears. The church that pray, give no seat to the devil. Amen. Peter was locked up in prison. And the Bible said, the church prayed the whole night. Amen. Ah. Amen. He was locked up in prison. And the Bible said the church made prayer. Acts chapter 12. The church made prayer. They prayed. They prayed the whole night. They prayed. Until God said, no, I got to send an angel down on earth immediately. Amen. And the angel of the Lord came and entered the prison. No key. The door open. You see, sometimes when you walk in into some of the offices, you just walk in and the glass door open by itself. It happened in the days of the Bible. Yeah. The doors were locked with key. And the angel of the Lord walked close and the door opened by itself.
Peter, who was locked in prison, listen, it's so sweet. He was in shackles. The angel of the Lord came and the shackles, the chains fell off. Amen. Off from his hand. Amen. And the angel said, get up. Follow me. And he got up, followed the angel. They walked to the first gate. It opened by itself. Second gate, it opened by itself. The third gate was an iron gate. By the time the gate closed, the gate opened by itself. This morning, no, this evening, I declare to you in the name of Jesus, when you become a praying man, by the time you get up from your feet, doors that are closed will be open for you. Oh, can I hear me from somebody? Because your encounter with God will distinguish you in society. Hallelujah. Oh, I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. The story we read is about a man who had an encounter with Jesus. He had an encounter with God. An encounter that will bring revolution into your life. That's why I choose the word, your encounter with God will change your life entirely. Your encounter with God will change your life entirely. Your encounter with God will change your life entirely. Somebody shout a big amen to that. Hallelujah. Your encounter with God will bring a radical change in your life. The story we read is about a man who was sick for 38 years. 38 years. Historically, there was a pool in Bethesda. These people were led, the sick were led, the lame, the poor, the blind, all kinds of sicknesses. People who are sick with all kinds of disease are led at the pool. And the Bible said, angels come down and stir the water. They stir the water. And in stirring the water, the Bible said, oh, historically, anybody that would jump into the water, first thing first, get healed. Anybody that jump into the water, into the pool, whether the lame or the blind or the paralyzed people or any kind of disease person, jump into the water, he has his cure. And this man have been in this situation for 38 years, almost 4 decades. He had been in this mess. And that was the condition of this man. The condition, the situation, the state, the problem, and the case of this man. 38 years. I don't know how long you've been in that problem. I don't know how long you've been facing that challenge in your life. I don't know how many years you have been encountering that problem in your health, in your marriage, in your business. I don't know. But this man has been there for 38 years. Paralyzed. Bedridden. Not able to walk. Another verse says he was impotent, paralyzed, kept on bed. He couldn't sign a check. He couldn't lift his legs. He couldn't move for 38 years. Oh, by his grace, some guys brought him there 38 years ago.
Let me tell you the story. Let me go further. The Bible says when Jesus walked down, he asked him, "Do you want to be made well?" He said, "No, sir. I've been here for 38 years, you know." He has the mouth to talk. Wow. I've been here for 38 years. Anytime the water is dead, I tried to jump into the water. But by the time I try, I get close. Someone go after me. Someone go ahead of me. So because of that, for 38 years, I miss it. But tonight, you can't miss it. I said, tonight you cannot miss God. When the opportunity comes, you got to make use of the opportunity. Say, for 38 years. When the water is stirred, he sees the water being stirred. The water is being stirred by the angel. He might have not seen the angel before, but he saw the stirring of the water. So he knew somebody must jump into the water first. Yet, he couldn't. He would be dragging his feet. The last strength in him, he's using it. I think I can. By the time you realize, someone goes ahead of him. 38 years. I don't know how many times he missed it. I don't know how many times you miss it. I don't know how many times. I don't care how many times you miss it. Tonight is a night of hope. Oh, my. I said, tonight is a night of resurrection. Tonight, if you are dead, you rise again. The Bible said, a time is coming, and now is the time that the dead will hear the voice of the Lord. And the dead will hear the voice of the Lord, they will live again. And I prophesy to you, by the power of the Holy Ghost, you will not die, you will live in the name of Jesus. You will not die in that situation. Hallelujah. You had been there for 38 years. You've been believing God for that number of years. Maybe yours might be 1 week. Maybe yours might be a few days or a month or two or above or whatever. But all I know is someone is coming on your way. And your encounter with that man will bring a mark over your life, will change your story. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. I said you encountering that man in your life will change your story. He will change your story. Tell your neighbor, your story shall be changed. Now you got to say confidently. Tell someone by you, your story will be changed. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear amen from somebody tonight? Hallelujah. Oh, I say hallelujah. Christ Jesus concerned for this man who had been there for 38 years. My Bible said in verse number 6 of John 5, when Jesus saw him lying there. Oh, he saw you sitting there. He saw you lying there. He saw you in that mess. And I hear the Lord said, tell that brother, God is about to turn your mess into a message. Oh, hallelujah. Your test of time is about to be turned to testimony. Can I hear amen from somebody tonight? He's about to do something for you. And the Bible said, and when Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been there, he had been in that condition for a long time. A long time. He said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" Another Bible said, "Do you want to be made whole?" Completely healed. Do you want to be sound again? I mean, do you want to be restored back to who you were created to be? Do you want to be recreated? Do you want God to redesign you again? Do you want God to restore you, put you back to where you belong? That reveal the concern of Christ for humanity. It revealed in the garden when Adam fell from sin, God came down and said, "Man, where are you?" That's mission. God was looking for man. Man, where are you? Adam, where are you? It's just like today we go out to reach out to people. We go to the community to evangelize, to win souls, to care for the dying. We become an ambassador of God or Christ, looking for the dying, the perishing, to rescue them. Because that is the heart of God. Can I hear me from somebody? Because that is the heart of God. That's why when man fell into sin, God came into the garden and he asked the man. He knew where the man was, but he wanted to ask him a question. Where are you, Adam? That was what he asked. And the same way, Jesus walked down to that man by the pool. Do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be healed? Do you want your home to be restored? Do you want your family to be made whole? Do you want your marriage to be restored? Do you want your children to be made whole? Do you want your business to be restored? Do you want to be made whole? He asked them this question because he learned he had been there for 38 years. And he had sympathy, empathy, not just pity. He was moved by empathy to care. Listen to what the man said. Wow. Man. Listen to what he said. This is the man's complaint, the complaint the man gave. Listen to this. In verse 7, he said, the sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another step down before me. When the water is stirred and I'm coming towards the pool, because the requirement is this, you got to be the first to jump into the water. Tonight, you don't have to be the first to jump into this water. You got to have faith. Instead of being first, you need faith." Oh, come on, talk to me. Instead of being first, you need what? Faith. Listen, in God's market, we buy with faith, not with money. In God's market, we buy with what? Faith. By faith, you can receive from God. By faith, you can become somebody. By faith, you can do many for God. Abraham became a father of nations by faith. Sarai received strength to become pregnant and give birth to who? Isaac, by faith. By faith. By faith. You don't have to be first. All you need to do tonight is your faith in Jesus. That this case of mine, that this situation of mine, this helpless situation, this hopeless situation, I know that I shall be well. I shall be well. I shall be well. Oh my God. I shall be well. The woman with the blood issue was at home traditionally. And she's not allowed to enter among the crowd of people. She's singled out because of the situation in which she was. But my Bible said, she said to herself one day, enough of this. Enough, 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 enough of this. Doctors have squandered my money because of my health issue. I'm becoming poor. I am now poor and still I am still seeker, and the blood is still running through me. What can I do now? I heard about Jesus. I need an encounter. Just one encounter. Just one encounter. Just one. Just one. Just one. Just one. Even if I go through the crowd and I'm pushed aside, no problem. If I can take the hem of his garment, that is enough for me. Faith. If I can just touch hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. I don't know where she got that theology from, but she generated faith. If I can just touch him, I know I shall be made whole. And she penetrated the crowd. She walked through the crowd and she touched hem of his garment. He stopped. Jesus stopped and said, no, someone touched me. Some of the boys around him said, Master, but you can't have such a crowd around you. This crowd is too huge. Talking about 5,000 people following you. It's possible if everybody's touching you, they will be touching you. You know, they'll be walking around you, you know. So you don't have to say that. He never answered anything they said. He said, someone touched me. A virtue came out of me. Virtue. Power. Say power. Come on. Say power. Tonight the power of Jesus will come upon your life and your situation will change forever in the mighty name of Jesus. You can never be the same. You can't be the same again. Can I hear me from somebody? And the woman came weeping, wailing. Oh Lord, I am the one who just touched the hem. Just a little bit of touch. Why did you do that? And she told Jesus the case or the problem. And he said, your faith has made you whole. The Bible said the blood that was running every day for 12 good years ceased flowing. Tonight, I declare to you, in the name of Jesus, anything running in your life and messing your life up, tonight I decree by the power of the blood, I lay embargo on that. I put a stop to the flow of every powers of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, I stop that flow. In the name of Jesus, every barrenness flowing in your life, I stop it tonight. In the name of Jesus, I speak freedom over your life. I speak liberty over you. In the name of Jesus, be free, be free, be free, be free. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And the woman returned home healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. And Jesus looked at the man who was there for 38 years. And he gave him a cure. Listen to what he said to him. Oh my God. Verse 8 and 9 said, and Jesus said to him, rise up, take up your bed and walk. Say power. Oh, come on, talk to me. Say power. Power. And Jesus said to the man who had been in that mess for 38 years. Someone have been there for 12 years. One particular issue of life she's been going through 38 years. And that problem squandered all her wealth. She was a well-to-do woman. But because of that sickness in her life, because of that problem in her life, the problem took away all the wealth, all the resources. Still, there was no solution. But thank be to God that that day, when she touches the hem of his garment, she received her cure. And the same way, this man, the Bible says, Jesus said to him, son, rise up, fold your bed, and go home. Rise up, fold your mat. 38 years. The mat might be stinking. Because no one was there. You know what he said to Jesus? I've been in this mess. Nobody's there to help me. I try to enter the water. When I'm trying, someone goes ahead. So I return to the same bed I was. I go back to the situation. Sometimes when you're driving on the highway, you watch ahead 12 midday, 11 to 12 midday, you will see something like water on the street. Oh, come on, talk to me. Is it mirage or whatever you call it? Is it mirage or what? Yeah, I know English. What do you mean? I learned it. Hallelujah. Amen. You see the 12 midday as though there's water on the highway. You are driving. Then you see as though there's water on the highway. When you get closer, it's going further. You are getting close. You thought it's here, but the more you get closer, the more you travel back. I mean, forward. Sometimes our situations are like that. You have hope against hope. You know that that as for this breakthrough, I'm going to get it. This favor, I'm going to get it. This one, I'm going to do it and it's going to work out for me. You are getting closer to the point where you will have what you want. Suddenly, it vanishes. It's like a shadow. So the man will be trying. He will be trying, dragging his feet. Today, this week I know. Today I know I will get healed because I am ahead. I am the first jumping into the water. By the time he get close, somebody come by behind him with a top speed, overtook him. Tonight, overtaking is allowed. Hallelujah. But thanks be to Jesus. He said, son, rise up and walk. Rise up, take your mat, take your bed of failure, take it again, take your bed and walk. You know what happened? Immediately, verse 9 reported, immediately, let me read for you, immediately, verse 9, and immediately the man was made well. He took up his bed and walked. Immediately, come on, say immediately. The Bible says immediately strength came into him. Power, say power. Oh, come on, say power. You know, power to do what he couldn't do before. That power will come upon you. This man for 38 years, he couldn't get up. He couldn't rise up. But that day when Jesus said, arise, fold your mat and walk. One word, get up, fold your bed and walk. Immediately, strength, supernatural strength entered him. He got up. And what happened? He folded his bed. And the Bible says he began to walk home. That was a Sabbath day. The Pharisee, the Sadducee, said, "Excuse me, sir. Do you know today's Sabbath day?" He said, "I know." "What's up? Why should you fold your bed and walk with this bed this morning, this afternoon? Do you know it's not, you don't have the authority to carry your bed on Sabbath day?" He said, "No, excuse me. The man who made me whole asked me to fold my bed and go home." So I didn't do it myself. Somebody told me, I've been in this situation for many years, 38 years, and he asked me to rise up, and I rise up. He asked me, "Bend down and fold your bed," and I fold it. He said, "Go home." And what I couldn't do before, I began to do it. So, excuse me, I even don't know who is that man. No, when you read the Bible from 19, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, he didn't know even who told him that. He didn't know even Jesus. He had no idea. Until the next Sabbath, he entered the church and was praising God. He came to church. He remembered what God did for him last. He came to church to celebrate his name. And Jesus met him in the church and said, "Son, you are here. You are now well. Be careful you don't sin again so that no evil come your way." He said, "Yes, sir. I will not go back to that vomit again." Hello. Hello. Hallelujah. Tonight, the Lord is saying to you, in the name of Jesus, rise up and fold your bed and walk home. Rise up, fold your bed. I speak to your marriage that is going down. Rise up, rise up. In the name of Jesus, your health that is going down, 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 down. Tonight, I speak to that situation. Rise up and be healed. In the name of Jesus, I command every weakness in your body to leave you alone. Rise up and walk in the name of Jesus. He said to the man, "Rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. Fold your bed. Rise up. Fold your bed and walk. Rise up. Fold your bed and walk." That means what you couldn't do before, do it. What you've been longing to do for 38 years and you couldn't do it, now is the time. Do it. The breakthroughs you are looking for, the opportunities you are looking for, and you don't have the strength to do it. From tonight, the Lord said, tell them you are empowered to receive it in the name of Jesus. The Lord is empowering somebody today. Receive the power. Receive the power in the name of Jesus. Say amen to that. Power. And Peter was going to church one afternoon. And John was there as well. And they were walking to church and they were broke. Just J-O-B, just over broke. Oh, J-O-B, just over broke. However, though they were just over broke, they were just over blessed as well. Are you there with me? Just over blessed, J-O-B, just over blessed, job. Amen? And guess what happened? There was this guy at a beautiful gate called Evident Life. Evident Life gate. He was asking for bread. "Can you guys help me? Please, excuse me. Get me some food to eat. Help me. I need something." And the man was lame, crippled from birth. And Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none. But what I have, give I thee." In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up. And the Bible says, the power of God. Say the power of God. Say the power of God. Oh yes. Enter this man that was lame from birth. He couldn't walk from birth. He couldn't make anything from birth. He couldn't do anything, but the Bible said, the power of God entered his legs, entered his ankles, and and he jumped on his feet. He ran into the church. He began to praise the name of the Lord. Today, I release the power of God over your life. What you couldn't do before, you begin to do it. I command your businesses that are crippling to rise up in the name of Jesus. Not rise up only, but to be told in society.
Your business can be taller than all business in society, in the society you live. This church can rise up above all churches in the society, can become the pillar or the mountain, hallelujah, the light on which people can look upon and see a direction. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout a big amen to that.
Your encounter with Jesus, your encounter with Jesus can bring a radical change in your life. If you agree with me, shall we stand? Thank you, Lord. And the power of God came on this man, and immediately he got up, folded his mat. For 38 years, he couldn't walk. 38 years, he couldn't walk. But from that day, he began to walk. Not only walk, but work. Not only work, but worship. Oh, come on, talk to me. Smile to me, sister. Hallelujah. I said, 38 years, he couldn't do anything. But from that day, something happened. I speak to your business. I speak to every situation around you that is pulling down. From today, it shall rise up because power has been released on it. Thank you. Come on, give me some. Amen. Shall we all rise up? Lift our hands together up and begin to sing the song.
We wait for you.
Oh, Jesus.
We wait for you.
We wait for you, Lord. Come in this room.
We wait for you. Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
Walk in the room.
Walk in the room.
Oh, we wait.
We wait for you, Lord. We wait for you, Lord.
We
oh, Jesus.
For you.
We wait for you, Lord.
We wait for you, yeah. You are welcome here, God. Walking
na ba ba la ba shala ba ka. Jesus.
Yeah, we wait.
You want the Lord to touch you tonight, come forward. If you want the Lord to touch you tonight, just walk forward.
We wait.
Just come to me.
We wait.
Just come up here, come up here, come up here, come up here, come up here. Come closer to this place. Come closer.
Walk in.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Oh,
oh
yes, Lord.
We
wait for you, Lord. Is Yandele Mahaya.
We wait.
Shibara Babara Baroka Balaba Zotala Balabataka. Oh, yes, Lord.
We wait.
You shall be empowered.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel the power of God here tonight.
Walking
power of God. Power of God.
So here we are.
Come on, worship the Lord. Oh,
here we are. Standing in your presence.
Hey.
Here we are. Standing in your presence. Shekinah glory.